along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Galva, Illinois, with the Galva Wildcats volleyball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Excellent. Let's meet the Galva Wildcats volleyball team.
I'm Bryn Patty. I'm a freshman, and I'm an outside.
I'm Kristen Vandevelde. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a setter.
I'm Cortland Gustin. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a right.
I'm Lauren Landis. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a middle.
I'm Samantha Schmidt. I'm a junior, and I'm an outside.
I'm Katie Larson. I'm a junior, and I'm a right back.
I'm Lauren Hopping. I'm a junior, and I'm an outside.
I'm Olivia King. I'm a junior, and I'm a middle front.
I'm Kim Larson. I'm a junior, and I'm an outside.
I'm Amy Johnson. I'm a junior, and I'm middle front.
I'm Sarah Jeffries. I'm a senior, and I play libero.
Hi, I'm Greta Rox. I'm a senior, and I'm the setter.
Eric Olson, senior, middle front.
Galva Wildcats volleyball team are the Hometown Heroes of the Week. We're in Galva. I'm Jim Lee for FM 95, talking with Bree Cinnamon, the head coach of the Wildcats. And, Coach, congratulations. You've had a good number of votes to be able to win this week.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. We've got a great fan base, and so thank you. Yeah.
Tell us about your season so far, Bree.
This has been a really exciting season for us so far. I have great senior leadership this year, and a lot of these girls that are my starters, they've been playing with me now for 3 years as varsity starters. Mm-hmm. And so they've finally really come along. They've put a lot of work together. They're a very strong defensive team. So they've been able to pull out a lot of wins off of the defensive end. Mm-hmm.
I know you had a little trouble with Erie the other night, but that's a pretty good team.
Yes, they're a very strong hitting team, very aggressive. Mm-hmm. And so it was a little bit of an eye-opener, but I think it's just going to make us better for some future games to see some competition like that.
Absolutely. What are the goals this year? Maybe a conference title or...
Yeah, we definitely want to be up there in the conference race and definitely in the regional race. We'll have some good competition with Weathersfield and Princeville within our conference that are going to be very strong teams to beat. But I think with our defensive skills, they've got a good chance.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're from Kewaunee originally. What's your volleyball background?
Mm-hmm. I played for Kewaunee, and then I actually ran track at St. Ambrose University. But then when I graduated, I came back. My dad is the sophomore coach at Kewaunee, and so I came back and volunteered with them for a little while. And then my former coach from Kewaunee was Galva's head coach. And before she had passed away, she had kind of approached me of looking after her team. And so then I kind of took over from there, and it's just been a great 3 years.
Yeah, and like you said, you've had these girls kind of grow up with you, so you know their tendencies, what they do well, and maybe when they get down on themselves, you're able to pick them up.
Yeah, and, you know, we've kind of all grown together. They've really picked up onto my system. They've bought into the importance of summer work and the weight room, and I think they're starting to realize the difference that it can make and the work that it takes to succeed, and they're after those wins now.
Yeah, who are some of those senior leaders you mentioned?
Sarah Jeffries is our libero this year, and, I mean, she's our go-to in the back row. She will get anything up that comes her way. She's extremely quick. Let's see, we've also got, Lindsay Meyer. She's another one of our right side hitters that can get up there and really do some well with blocking with us. And then Greta Rux is our setter, who's also a senior, and she's been our varsity setter now for 3 years too, and so she's really understands what the hitters need to get the ball to them.
Yeah. So. It was appropriate that you won Hometown Heroes this week because our shirts just came in, and they're similar to your school colors. So hopefully you'll have a little good karma that way, huh?
Yeah, that's always fun, and, you know, show some school spirit and a little bit of excitement with that.
Yeah. Okay, well, Bree, we'll let you get back to practice here. Thanks for a little of your time, and congratulations on being the Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bree Cinnamon on FM 95.